All right, talking here with Jamie and Riley. Together they make Jameson Rye. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Now, we're getting ready to play your new song here on the show called Something More. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but let's let people get to know you two a little bit better. Jamie, you had put out some music on your own there, I had seen. So what kind of led to the formation of this duo?
Well, it's a funny story. We've known each other for basically our whole lives. And like I say, I was a solo artist. Riley, it was during COVID where we were like, we didn't realize we kind of both, like Riley did music before too. And we were like, well, COVID, let's do some covers. Let's get together, collaborate. There's nothing else to do in the world right now.
So we did a couple covers and people loved it. And we kind of just 2 years ago decided, hey, let's try it out. Let's give the duo a go. And now we're just rolling with it.
Yeah. It was a funny story actually too. Like the first song that we covered together, we posted it up on YouTube. Both loved the song, I Hope You're Happy Now by Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce. And that was, it's just kind of a cool story where it's the power of music that brings us together. So we did this cover, and then fast forward 2 years ago, which was last summer, we actually got to play that song on the Sunfest stage with Lee Bryce himself. So it's just kind of a full circle moment with us. And we were just like, that is so cool that like that brought us together. And now we're here.
Nice. So obviously the name is kind of a combination of both your names, Jamie and Riley. Was the idea to add the sun to Jamie so it would be both like Rye as in whiskey and Jameson as in the Irish whiskey I will go nowhere near anymore?
Yes, actually it is. Country music and drinking goes together. So we kind of took our names and booze and put them together. And it's actually funny. My mom actually came up with the name when we were trying to make one. And I, of course, at first was like, no, that's not it. Because my mom came up with it. So it couldn't be it. And Jamie came back to me and was like, I actually really like it. I was like, so do I, but I can't tell her. So you got to do it.
Yeah, I was like, okay, just to let you know, like anything that I come up with, we're figuring out band names. Anything that I come up with, I'm going to hate. And yeah, her mom messaged us and I was like, oh my God, that's it. it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a little, sometimes a little tricky to spell to people, but we're like, that's what kind of makes it unique. And some people get it, some don't, but that's okay. But you got it. You totally figured it out. So that's great.
So I'm guessing, as I know you guys do like a Wine Wednesday kind of thing, like, do you guys actually drink like double whiskeys or something just to go with the name or?
We should.
Sometimes. Actually our first release party, we came up with the idea to kind of have like a drink special at the bar that we held it at. So we call it the Jameson Rye, and they get a green tea shot, which has Jameson. And then we put the Crown Royal Rye into a drink with like ginger ale and a little bit of peach. Nice. And we kind of made our own little like drink special out of it. So a 2-for-1, kind of like us. Okay. So
did it taste good though?
Honestly, surprisingly, the drink was delicious.
Yeah.
I was like, now I actually do order that. And
Green tea shots are
good. So
nice. Did you guys try it before it got served, or you guys just, no, we're just going to throw this together and pray it comes out all right?
We did. We had the bartender there like make it up for us, and I tried it out and I was like, oh, this is delicious. I was like, this might be my new drink. And they still put that drink special on when we play there. So it's kind of cool.
So what's the country music scene kind of like out there on the island? Because you don't traditionally, you see a lot of artists now from BC, but you don't traditionally think of BC for country music. I'm not even sure what kind of music comes to mind when you think of BC, to be honest. But
well, specifically here in Victoria, we actually have a great music scene. There's so many bars that supports live music. We have so much talent, so many amazing bands. Definitely a lack of, I would say, country music here on the island. We do have in Vancouver, the mainland is, we do have the BC CMAs. So that's a BC Country Music Awards. And so there's actually quite a bit of country artists out on the, in the mainland. So it's kind of cool. We're actually going to attend this year's award show, which is early May. So we'll be able to kind of connect and collaborate with artists then. But yeah, I would say Victoria, it's a great music scene, but definitely not a ton of country, I would say, here.
Okay, so when an artist like Braden King, who rolls through, you guys open for him, is that kind of like, okay, country artist comes to the island, we're now the de facto opener for them if they don't have one traveling?
Yeah, so we have a couple. I think locally, at least, there's like a couple of us. There's kind of three or four country bands that have somewhat started getting some bigger shows, things like that. And Brayden, we actually met. He played at the Duke in Victoria a couple of years ago when we had just first started, and we just connected, and we ran into him in Nashville when we were down there last year, and we just kind of formed that friendship, and he's amazing. He puts on such a great show.
So good.
So he asked us to open, and we were thrilled. We were like, yeah, this is going to be great. And he's just, we couldn't say better things about him. So it was awesome that he asked us to do it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I got to see him do a full band, but I've only ever really seen him do acoustic songs. So it was nice to see him do the full band on that tour, just in Grand Prairie, Alberta, and not there on the island. Yeah. So,
awesome.
Oh, it's a whole experience with him. So
it's such a great show. It was just, yeah, incredible.
So your song, Something More, that's a new one. Let us know a bit about that and what made you guys want to, one, record it, but two, send it out to radio rather than just send it out onto DSPs.
Yeah. So that song, it's always kind of funny when we explain, like, you know, the inspo behind the song, but I've got really terrible taste in men. it's just what it is. And
my favorite line.
I came into our songwriting down in Nashville. We wrote with a lovely lady named Natalie Jolie. And I just was like, I've got this idea, you know, and you're dating someone who's basically a narcissist, and they just take and take, and they give you like the slightest little bit, and you hold on to that tiny little bit of what they give you, and you give everything. And we just were like, I was like, I think this could be a great song. And I think it made something really special. And every time we play it for people, everyone can in some way relate to that, and whether it be a relationship, which is obviously what the song's about, or a friendship and just giving and giving and never getting that same back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we think we found something really special of that one. So I think sending it out to radio was just kind of a no-brainer for us for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I found it was kind of like a slow burn almost for me too. I was going to say, like, when we wrote it, it was like so good, but I definitely was like, once we decided, I was like, after listening to it and us, we were playing it live lots, I was like, this one is like kind of turned out to be one of my favorites that we play. And I also love the part of it where it's like overcoming and the self-worth and, you know, realizing your resilience. So I think it just has lots of great messages in it. And that was kind of another reason why we just wanted to just try to put everything behind it and just, yeah, give it all that we have.
Well, I like the album artwork because you see the one arm, just sleeve of tattoos. And then the top that you're wearing, Jamie, kind of has like some kind of floral pattern on it, but it's, I don't know fashion, like, people go look at the album artwork, you'll know what I'm talking about, but it almost looks like you almost have tattoos on your arm.
That's actually funny. I guess I didn't realize that when we did it. When we looked at it, we're like, yeah, it kind of looks like I'm tattooed.
We always joke, like, there's always those memes. It's like the friend that has one tattoo, and then you have your other friend who's like fully tatted up. So we're always like, hey, that's us. Like, that's kind of us.
Yeah, I'm on 12, like, so. So what all do you guys have planned out for the rest of 2025? You kind of mentioned going to the BC Country Music Association stuff. Yeah. What all else do you guys sort of have planned?
Well, we're just writing songs. We are in the studio. We've got two that we're recording at the moment and trying to book. But we're super excited for the summer because we've booked a couple shows. The first one, I guess, coming up earliest festival is Dolphins Country Fest, which is in June, end of June there.
Yeah, and that's out in Dauphin, Manitoba.
Mm-hmm. And then we got Barnside Harvest Fest, which is in Ladner, BC, which I actually hadn't heard of that before. And our management, they, you know, submitted our name and all that. And we were so excited to get it because there is such a great lineup. And we are so excited to play that. So we got a couple, and some are being announced the next couple of days. A
couple other big ones that we
can't say yet, but we're super excited. Summer always just ramps up, so we're getting ready for it.
Nice. Well, it's an amazing song. I know people are going to love it. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.